Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
What's going on, man?
Man, I'm excited about today's program.
I am, man. I tell you what, you know, it's so important to know who your Secretary of State is going to be for your country.
No doubt. And I'm glad this president, who found out that the person he wanted originally, then it wasn't the guy that he wanted to keep within. It's a wise leader to make a quick decision and change that thing around, because who we have right now, Mike Pompeo, I think is an excellent.
Yeah, and he was over the CIA before he was over the Secretary of State. He also has just great wisdom, but he's also part of the Bible study that's been taking place at the White House. First one in approximately 100 years.
Wow.
That so many have participated in. But it's just amazing what's coming out of that Bible study. You know, Dr. Ben Carson and all the ones that are doing that, Vice President Mike Pence, just so many of them. This is a God moment for America and the world, because if America's strong and if America keeps God over our nation, the light of God over our nation, then many nations that have been blessed will continue to be blessed, and the seed of the righteous will rise and the seed of the evil will come down, just like God told me it would happen.
And Secretary of State is the third highest cabinet, level person in the entire administration. Obviously, the president, vice president, and the Secretary of State. So it's great knowing that Mike Pompeo's in that place.
You know, I always thought it was a very important position, but it's not until you find somebody who doesn't belong there to find out how important it is, because there was a previous Secretary of State, previous administration.
Two.
Yeah, but it literally started fires around the world and turned things upside down, and ISIS was formed, and all these crazy things were going on. People were being decapitated. You had Libya. You had the Christopher Stevens.
Benghazi. That was only under Hillary Clinton when she was there. But then also when you had John Kerry, he was poking the finger.
Well, Iran nuke deal in Israel, saying, do you want another intifada? He threatened to have another intifada to Israel.
And reports are that he is still involved in talking to the Iranians and letting them, encouraging them to wait out this administration, not to take this administration seriously.
Which is a violation for anybody to negotiate on behalf of America. But listen, who's in charge? Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at the Voter Summit is speaking to us. And listen, we're value voters. Don't forget to go to vfnkb.com/vote to get registered or to get informed about what values people have to be able to vote. But here you're going to hear Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is addressing the Value Voters Summit. It's going to be really encouraged. Check it out.
I am so privileged to have the opportunity to be here. There were some folks who didn't want me to come here today. I don't know if any of you read about that. But it seems to me only natural that an American Secretary of State would come to talk to you about America's values and interests. And I know that religious freedom is important to each of you, and it's important for me to be here today to talk to you. Thanks, Tony, for your kind introduction and for the opportunity to speak here today. I've known Tony as a fierce, courageous defender of America's essential freedoms, the thing that I do now, each and every day as a Secretary of State. And I didn't know that Tony had a connection to the State Department until I was preparing for this. A few years ago, he was part of our anti-terrorism assistance program. And someone said that the dark was scared of him. I hope the terrorists were scared of him, too. Thank you, Tony, for your important work. This State Department, under President Trump, is fighting to make sure that American citizens and American interests come first in our foreign policy. At the very heart of our mission is the preservation of human dignity. And this administration understands an eternal truth, that each person has an essential worth simply because he or she is human and having been created by God. And our Declaration of Independence enshrines that self-evident truth. We all know this, that each of us is endowed by our Creator with inalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Whenever I say that, I'm always reminded when I taught fifth grade Sunday school with my wife, Susan, we were teaching them about faith, but we were talking about religious freedom in America and how we were so blessed to be able to go to that church and worship. And I talked to them and I read that phrase to them, and one of the little fifth grade boys raised his hand and said, "I especially like that pursuit of happiness part." You know, these ideas come from our unwavering belief in the inalienable rights. It's what makes America so exceptional, so free, so prosperous, the greatest nation in the history of the world. Our calling as Americans is to preserve that, to protect it, to keep that ancient spark of wisdom in the laws of our own republic, and to do so as best we can all around the world. President Trump, in a remarkable speech he gave in Warsaw, Poland, said that above all, we value the dignity of every human life, we protect the rights of every person, and we share the hope of every soul to live in freedom. For Americans, that's our birthright, freedom. But for many around the world, it's an aspiration. And each of us can do many things to help fulfill that aspiration. I think that sometimes here in America, we take it for granted. Those of us who are believers don't see that in so many places around that simple thing, that belief that we have, is challenged. And I urge each of you never to hide it under a bushel, to understand how important it is that we speak about this. We speak about faith and freedom in a way that is candid and clear and the best of what America has to offer. You know, when I came to the State Department, I talked about swagger and the State Department getting its swagger back. It's been mocked a little bit, indeed, by Kanye West. He had a song or something. I'm pretty unfamiliar with that terrain. But what I meant by that was what I just said. We have this incredible privilege to be citizens of the United States of America, to have the religious freedom, and to build relationships around the world. It allows us to protect human dignity of our own people and advance it where that freedom is under assault. I want our diplomats, those diplomats who are tasked with representing you all around the world, I want them to comfortably, unapologetically, and respectfully advance American ideals and interests in every corner of the world. And you should know that because we believe these principles are worth living by, we proudly raise our banner of self-government, freedom, and human dignity all across the world. We'll never accept a diminished role for America on the global stage. We're going to lead from the front. I'm now a diplomat. I think you can see the change already. Yes, you laughed just exactly right there. My team, my diplomatic team, has responsibility on a couple of fronts. I want to talk to you about them. First is we need to make sure that America prospers here at home. So the work that we do abroad should be designed to support President Trump's efforts to make sure that America's economy is strong. We all know that human dignity depends on work, and the opportunity to work is something that the State Department has a role in, to bring people to America, to invest, to help create and grow this remarkable economy that is ours here in the United States. The Trump administration fights for jobs at home because we know that the ability of every man and woman to put their hand to labor is not just a matter for their pocketbooks. It's about human dignity and pride. We also know, and this is what I want to focus on today, that we are ensuring human dignity by advancing one of our most cherished and indispensable liberties. It's enshrined in the First Amendment. It is our religious freedom. Since the earliest days of his presidency, President Trump has directed all of us in his administration to advance and defend religious freedom at home and abroad, because religious freedom is a universal, a God-given right to which all people are entitled. Religious freedom is also an essential building block for all free societies, and our founders knew this. It's a freedom that I care personally about, and I know you do as well. It's the one that drew me to serve my country in the United States Armed Forces. But sadly, today, more than 80% of the global population lives in countries that place significant limitations on religious freedom. And I know it brings many of us heavy hearts to watch the ongoing persecution of Christians and other minorities in countries like the Islamic Republic of Iran. We are fighting for human dignity of the Iranian people by speaking the truth about the oppressive and corrupt regime that controls those people. Religious minorities in Iran are routinely imprisoned, stripped of their rights, kicked out of their jobs, and subject to many other abuses. Earlier this year, I'm sure some of you saw this, there was a moving news segment on 20 Iranian Christians who made a dangerous journey outside of Iran to an undisclosed location. After years of gathering in secret, all they wanted was to spend a few days in a place where they could conduct a baptism ceremony without fear of reprisal. And so 20 of them secretly flew to a foreign country and rented a hotel swimming pool for some baptisms. One man said he had waited 10 years since his conversion for this very moment. This is the level of secrecy needed to be a Christian inside of Iran. I could give you many more examples. Examples of how Iranian people have been mistreated by a repressive, corrupt, and hypocritical regime for 40 years. As part of a larger persecution of the Sunni minority, last year one court sentenced 4 Sunnis to 5 years in prison for the crime of jogging. Of all things, a Sufi Muslim man was hanged in June after a sham judicial process. After President Trump withdrew from the flawed deal, he implemented a new strategy to force a change in the Iranian regime's behavior. And part of this strategy is to make sure that the voices inside Iran crying out for accountability, justice, and religious freedom know that the United States stands with them. We stand with the Christians, the Jews, the Sufis, the Muslims, the Zoroastrians, the Baha'i, and all other faith groups in Iran who have had their human dignity violated by this regime. We know the importance of God-given right of all people to worship according to their conscience. You know, another example is in China. Hundreds of thousands and possibly millions of Uyghurs are held against their will in so-called re-education camps, where they're forced to endure severe political indoctrination and other awful abuses. Their religious beliefs are decimated. And we're concerned, too, about the intense new government crackdown on Christians in China, which includes heinous actions like closing churches, burning Bibles, and ordering followers to sign papers renouncing their faith. You know, one of the most important things I think I can do in my role as Secretary of State is to speak to these issues. Tony referred to the first ever religious freedom ministerial that we held at the State Department. Now, if you're like me, you don't know what a ministerial is. 2 years ago, I probably could not have told you. Let me try it this way. When I was a deacon at my church back home, if we were trying to confront a problem, we held a meeting. It's just a meeting. But it was an important meeting. It was a meeting where representatives from over 80 countries attended a unique event to stand with the United States in our cause of defending the rights of all individuals to worship how they choose and to believe what and how they want. We let the world know that religious freedom mattered and that it is a fundamental human right, and the United States would expect them to honor that. I must say, when the meeting kicked off, I didn't know exactly what to expect, but the response, the pent-up demand for this opportunity was so overwhelming that we're going to do it again next year. I hope it'll become a tradition that is honored by decades of happening, and I hope to attend the 30th, 40th, and 50th ministerial. We truly do. We envision this becoming a landmark gathering for the world. We didn't just talk. We came up with plans. We helped countries that were challenged to set up institutions where religious freedom would be talked about and discussed, and if they were a little further along, to help them continue to develop that inside their own country. And most of all, we wanted to do this to set an example. It's what the State Department can do best in representing each of you all around the world, making this nation the continued beacon, the beacon that says one's right to worship their God is a fundamental freedom that every human being has, and that America values this and will demand it. We're confident that our progress will continue because the State Department has been a lifelong champion for religious liberty. We're blessed now to be quarterbacked by a good friend of mine, two Kansans now, Senator Sam Brownback, leading our religious freedom efforts.
This is so exciting. Do you remember we were just a few, couple of years ago?
Yes.
You know, don't get on your high horse. You remember the Crusaders?
Yeah.
The new normal that I believe a general in the military, was it a general or lieutenant commander or something, was being fired because he mentioned Jesus in a prayer. Remember
yes.
that? We had him on VFN TV. And now we have our all government having a Bible study and having a ministerial and like encouraging people around the world to worship.
Remember JJ, Jews and Christians. I mean, they were being persecuted everywhere.
We did. Listen, you've got to be, listen, if you have not yet registered to vote, you need to register. You can go to, as a matter of fact, you can register, go to vfnkb.com/vote. You can see it on your screen right here. And we have a way for you to go there. You can register. You can find out literally a voter's guide for the values of the different candidates to find out which one you want to vote for based on their value system. And this is very, very important. You can make a difference. In America, this is one nation under God. The citizens are the one that actually is the leader in the country.
That's right.
It's the government for and by the people, which means God's going to hold you and me and all of us accountable for voting or not voting, for who we voted for or why we voted for them. And so you can actually pray, get educated, go to vfnkb.com/vote and get registered if you're not, get informed if you're not. Start finding out now ahead of time what you're going to vote for, because you're going to, a lot of things are going to go in there they're going to put you to vote on, you need to make a decision on. But it's so important who you're going to vote for to be able to continue this forward movement that's going on. We need more people like Secretary of State of Mike Pompeo. You know, in office. I'm so excited. We are at the Value Voters Summit with Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State of America under President Trump's cabinet. And it's exciting to see what's going on right there. I want to encourage you before we go back to it. Don't forget, you go to vfnkb.com/vote. That's vfnkb.com/vote. Get registered to vote. Get informed. Be an informed voter. Be a praying voter. Be contextual to the nation and the region and the schools. Listen, we're the one that determines the direction of our country in America.
Absolutely.
We vote for which way it needs to go. And it's time to just lock in and say, you know what? We want to lock in with that prophetic word that was spoken up by Charlie Champ, that a tidal, a red
tsunami
conservative constitutional wave is coming over America.
In the midterm elections. And that was going to be the sign of this great awakening that's coming to America. So it's a beautiful thing.
So let's go to the Value Voter Summit right now with Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State of United States of America. Watch.
As I close today, a couple thoughts. I want to tell you a final quick story about how we're ensuring human dignity by working to bring home Americans that have been unjustly held captive by other nations. Far and away, the greatest highlight to date of my job as Secretary of State was bringing home 3 Americans from captivity in North Korea. It's emotional still to speak about it. When Kim Dong-chol, Kim Hak-song, and Tony Kim got off our plane at about 2:30 a.m. at Andrews Air Force Base, their faces were bursting with tears of joy. They hugged and they wept with their families. And President Trump was on the tarmac to meet them. I remember the trip well. I remember my hope and my prayers that we would be able to deliver these people home. And when they arrived at the airport, I was already aboard the plane, and I saw them get out of the vehicle, and they could walk, and they appeared to be in reasonably good health. I wasn't emotionally prepared for the moment, and even now, as I speak about it, it reminds me of the greatness of our nation. On that flight, they scribbled out a note, and you can see it if you go back and look at the video. One of the men handed me a little note card. I put it in my vest pocket as they were climbing down the stairway. As I got home that night with Susan, I pulled it out, and on that index card was Psalm 126. And it read as follows: "When the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, we were like men who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Even as we sit here today in this beautiful hall, there are thousands of Christians and people of other faiths in North Korea and around the world, like Kim Dong-chol, who are praying for deliverance from captivity and from fear of persecution. His deliverance gives us hope and energizes our prayers that all those mistreated for their faith around the world will endure and one day be free. His story fuels the Trump administration's commitment to protect human dignity by ensuring that all those with the fire faith in their hearts to be able to exercise their God-given rights. There's another man you've likely heard of, Pastor Brunson. Let me say right now here, we are sparing no effort to return Pastor Brunson home to the United States. The work is important. The work is important. He has been wrongly held, and his proper place is to be able to return here to once again practice his faith in our great nation. Know this. President Trump will never forget about our own, and that is one of the greatest American values of all. On the day Pastor Brunson returns, just like the men I spoke of a bit ago, they also will be able to say that the Lord has done great things for us, and again, our hearts will be filled with joy. Thank you. May God bless you all.
That is so awesome. That is Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Part of President Trump's cabinet, obviously a man of God, a man who loves God, the country, and is giving God all the glory.
Yes.
And that's all God wants. God wants to be acknowledged. He's the one doing it. So we want to acknowledge he did it, which means giving him the glory for it, and then serving him. Mm-hmm. You know, and you're looking at just amazing, like God put government in power to go free his men. It's like imagine the Apostle Paul. He's in prison somewhere, and God puts like a Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, in office just so that Paul could be free from prison so he could catch a boat to go to Rome. You know, that's what's going on.
This is such a special historic moment to be alive.
Yeah.
And if we don't pinch ourselves, we're going to miss it.
Yes.
And this is the time more than ever that we need to make sure that we vote in this November election.
Yes.
And that we get as many of our friends registered as possible. Of course, you can go to vfnkb.com/vote and make sure you're registered. Friends are registered.
And you go there, you can find your state and go register in your local state. You can get informed about, imagine not even knowing Mike Pompeo, but he's one of the guys running possibly as a scenario. And it's like, you get to find out this guy loves God, the guy loves the country, the guy's willing to do what it required to be able to do it. It's like, this is somebody you'd want to be able to support. Well, you know their values. That's what's important. So many people are voting based off some very shallow reasons. It's like, these are eternal reasons. You know,
we're
held accountable. I know we're about to close right here, but listen, we want to hear from you. Comment below. This is your Secretary of State. And for those around the world, and I've talked to several of our folks around the world, you know, that you, even from all the way from Indonesia, we heard you when you said, thank you for keeping the light shining, that you see when America stands strong, the world stands strong.
So pray for us.
Yes.
Pray for America.
Yes, pray for us. Yeah, exactly. And if you missed our earlier program, you got to find out about what's about to happen in the world, prophetically speaking. I mean, good things are happening, but we have to get in agreement with what God's doing and pray his will here on earth. So it's not like we just sit back and wait for a drop out of the sky.
Right.
We got to say, God, I agree. Let it happen just according to your word. And so right now, I just want to pray for you right now. Don't forget to comment below. Share what your thoughts about. Isn't this awesome? Also, write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We love hearing from
you.
Yes. Father God, I just bless our audience right now. God, I just speak encouragement over them where the enemy sow doubt and lies over them. I just speak encouragement. Now they're seeing what you've done, leadership you put in to the strongest nation in the world, Father God. We thank you for that, Lord. I thank you that they're humble and they're depending on you and they're acknowledging you, God. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, that you would touch this entire leadership. We thank you that your wind's going to blow across government and you're going to change it all just to line up, Father God. Righteousness is coming. The seat of evil is coming down and the seat of the righteous is rising in the name of Jesus. And dear God, we ask you, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless. We'll be right back. You've just been listening to the highlights from the BFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFN KB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.